5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I love this controversy in golf. I can't get enough of it. You know, you got the LIV tourney with the Saudi Arabians and their bags of money, and you got a guy like Charles Schwartzel winning their, you know, first event and winning $4.7 million. And then you got Rory McIlroy winning the Canadian Open on the PGA side and getting $1.6 million. You do the math. I mean, what are you going to do, particularly if you're just an average player and somebody's throwing that kind of money at you? You finish dead last in that tournament and you get $150,000. They don't make that on the PGA Tour when they finish dead last. It's just about money. You know, when you're golfing and you're making that kind of cash, I don't sit around worrying about anything other than birdies and pars. I'm not worried about human rights. I'm really not. And I got to tell you, this talk about all of these golfers, the gall of them to not recognize what happens with Saudi Arabia and the way they deal with people and human rights and gays and women and the way they kill people and lob their heads off and everything else. I find it strange, and you've heard me say this on C2C before, that we're quick to judge in this country, the United States, and we look at everybody else like, can you believe these people? When they should be looking at their own behaviors. I mean, is this not the most hypocritical thing you've ever heard? Like, this country we live in, let's face it, we all love being Americans. That's great, the freedom we have, if you want to call it that. And you get to enjoy those freedoms like every week now with mass shootings every time you turn on the TV. Every time you turn the corner, more people are getting slaughtered by lunatics with assault rifles. Kids are getting killed in schools. I mean, on a weekly basis. You can't even go to summer camp. They had a guy show up, started shooting people at a summer camp in Dallas. And we have these mass shootings every single week. I mean, it's something every week. Buffalo and, you know, Uvalde and then Dallas. And it just goes on and on. Southern California at the church. You get just endless amounts of killings. The gun problem in this country is so out of control. They don't have a clue. Capitol Hill, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Senate, the Congress, they don't have a clue how to stop it with all their new ideas and rules about red flag laws and, you know, background checks and who can get an assault rifle. I mean, getting a gun in this country is easier than getting a six-pack of beer or a pack of cigarettes. People are getting killed just constantly, and we're worried about what Saudi Arabia does to people. I don't care about any of that when it comes to sports. I really don't. Like, look at Russia. Russia invades Ukraine and basically says, we're going to do whatever we want in Europe, and you're not going to do anything about it. You're not going to stop us. You can sanction us until the cows come home, and we're still going to kill women and children, and we're going to blow up everything in sight. And not only that, but they got all of their Russian athletes all over the world, particularly in the United States, making hundreds of millions on the professional sports scene. I mean, let's face facts. The Russians are everywhere, and particularly in the NHL, they're all over the place. In tennis, they're all over the place. So, you know, it's okay for them to go slaughter people, and then all of their athletes get to make tons of money off of Americans. And I'm worried about some guy golfing and getting paid by the, you know, ultra billionaire Saudi Arabians fronting this golf league to fix their image. Like, I give a rat's ass. Of course, Phil Mickelson, Lefty's been the poster boy for Greg Norman's tour. He said on Monday, everyone is entitled to their opinion. And, you know, he was at the U.S. Open news conference when he talked about being criticized for joining LIV. I understand that it brings out a lot of strong emotions for a lot of people. I respect the way they may or may not feel about it. I mean, it's broken up golf. I mean, Monahan suspended all the players that went to the LIV Tour. He can't stop them from playing in the majors like this week's U.S. Open at the Country Club outside of Boston and Brookline. But the PGA Tour is not going to say anymore they got the best money or all the best players week to week because a lot of them left. A lot of the best players in golf left and went to the LIV Tour. And here's another news flash for you. They have more money than God. So the LIV Golf Tour is not going anywhere. It's not going away. It's going to be around, and it's going to get bigger and bigger, whether the PGA likes it or not, whether Jay Monahan likes it or not. Bottom line is, Jay, you think you matter so much, and no one cares what you do or say ever to begin with, let alone now. What do I care if I'm playing on the LIV Tour and making all that money if I'm suspended from playing PGA events by this guy? I mean, I'm over here making fat stacks. I could care less if I'm playing over here on a PGA Tour. For what? My image? For my brand? I'm all about making money for myself and my family. It's as simple as that. Why can't people wrap their arms around that? So Rory won in Canada and said, I had extra motivation of what's going on across the pond. The guy that's spearheading that tour has 20 wins on the PGA Tour, and I was tied with him, and I wanted to get one ahead of him, and I did. So that was really cool for me. Just a little sense of pride on that one. Wow, Rory, it was a great win. But do you seriously think Greg Norman, at his age now and what he's doing in life now, and his ties to the LIV Golf and helping, you know, run it and promote it for the Saudis. Do you think he cares that you passed him in, you know, tour wins? Seriously, with that guy, the way he lost at the Masters and everything else, but the empire that he's built with Shark and everything else and all the money he's made, do you think he really cares one lick about you passing him in tour wins? I guarantee you he doesn't, because Greg Norman doesn't give a damn what anybody thinks or what you do or if you beat him or pass him or anything else. I think he's done enough, accomplished enough, been through enough, and knows exactly who he is as a man. He doesn't need you to show him up, Rory. Justin Thomas said, it's just a big week for the tour. I tossed and turned, lost a lot of sleep thinking about what could potentially happen. I grew up my entire life wanting to play the PGA Tour, wanting to break records, make history, play in President's Cups, Ryder Cups. And the fact that things like that could potentially get hurt because some of the people that are leaving, and if more go, it's just sad. It makes me sad. I've grown up my entire life wanting to do that, and I don't want to do anything else. The people who have gone, they're entitled to make that decision. Not that I agree with it, but everything's got a price, I guess. Gary Player's a part of it as well, the LIV Tour. He said, you can't have your cake and eat it. You got to choose from one tour to another. And, you know, if they desire to play the LIV Tour, that's their choice and their freedom, but you can't have both tours. It's not going to be allowed. An attorney who's representing players competing on a PGA Tour and in the LIV Series said, Jay Monahan can't accept the fact that free agency has come to golf. It's funny, Mickelson doesn't agree with anything Monahan says. He said, you know, they need us. That's what we do. We're not going to follow or allow players to free ride off of our loyal members on a PGA Tour, the best players in the world. He said, why do they need us so badly? Because those players have chosen to sign multi-year lucrative contracts to play in a series of exhibition matches against the same players over and over again. You look at that versus what we have here, and that's why they need us so badly. The best players in the world are on a PGA Tour with millions of fans watching, and in this game, it's true and pure competition that creates the profile in the presence of the world's greatest players. Now, Mickelson, 45 tour wins in his career, eighth most all time, trailing only Tiger Woods. Players earn lifetime memberships on the PGA Tour when they achieve 20 career victories. And Mickelson doesn't think he should have to surrender it, even though he's suspended right now. He said, quote, my preference is to be able to choose which path I'd like, one or the other or both. I gave as much back to the PGA Tour and the game of golf as I could through 30 years here. And through my accomplishments on the course, I've earned a lifetime membership. I intend to keep that, then choose going forward which events to play or not. One of the lawyers for this case, guys are going to be suing, but it says here, he was on this, we're basically two basic antitrust issues, and I think both come into play. You got laws against monopolization. That's the classic lawsuit. For instance, right now the government has suits against Facebook and Google that are the same kind of cases. The old Microsoft case, that's what we're talking about here. And so what we worry about is the tour is definitely the most dominant tour in the world, basically the only thing going in the U.S. I think there are things they got to worry about. Are they a monopolist of offering golf tournaments here in the United States? This lawyer thinks that guys like Poulter and Mickelson, etc., could ask for an injunction that would lift the tour suspension until legal cases are resolved. There's just no guarantee a judge would grant an injunction. He said antitrust cases go on for 6, 8, 10 years. It's just not a quick weapon to do it. Maybe you get a temporary restraining order, but I don't think that's going to be a guaranteed thing. I would think it would be a victory for the PGA Tour if they just had this thing draw out as long as possible and the LIV Tour kind of dies on the vine. If you're on the PGA Tour, you just want to wait out the LIV Tour as long as possible to see if it dies. I can't wait to see how it plays out, and I can't wait to watch the U.S. Open this week.